Coming to you from the Deep South, this is the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast. High impact leadership is not reserved for leaders, and it has nothing to do with your position, title, or rank. However, it does have everything to do with your character. It's time to climb to the next level and beyond, personally and professionally. Now, let's start making it happen with your host, Max Story.
Thanks for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast today. So I hope you've been enjoying the last couple of interviews series that I've been adding here to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast. I have one already on with Jason Denham. And just last Friday, I released the episode with Rene Doron, if I said that right. And I really like both of those interviews. Had some really good content. I think a lot of people are going to like that series, the Real People Getting Real Results series. And again, you can actually watch those interviews on the Blue Collar Leadership YouTube channel. So let's get to part 20 of 30 on my series that I've been doing on Who's Buying You. Until you sell yourself, you won't sell much. So today, chapter 20, the title is Principles Sell. What you got to know about principles is actually the subtitle of today's episode or this chapter. Principles apply in all situations. Practices apply in some situations. A lot of people get tangled up on practices and they learn practices instead of principles. And then they get all confused when the practice no longer applies because things change. That's what happens when you learn practices and you don't learn principles. Principles apply in all situations. Practices only in some situations. So if you want to put a lot of energy into learning something that's going to be the most valuable to you, you need to focus on learning principles. And that's what I teach and share about, write about. I focus heavily on principles, because I understand that they work in all situations. So I want to share with you a quote from Dr. Stephen R. Covey, the author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He had this to say. He says, "Principles are not invented by us or by society. They are the laws of the universe that pertain to human relationships and human organizations. They are part of the human condition, consciousness, and conscious. To the degree people realize and live in harmony with such basic principles as fairness, equity, justice, integrity, honesty, and trust, they move toward either survival and stability on the one hand, or disintegration and destruction on the other." So those are some great words from Dr. Covey talking about principles. So as we talk about principles relative to the buyer and seller relationships, what you got to know is this right here. Each buyer is unique. Each salesperson is unique. Each relationship is unique. Each sales experience is unique. Far too often, sales leaders make the mistake of training and developing their salespeople to apply a set of predetermined general practices and to follow a set of predetermined general procedures. That's really the norm. Sales managers, they try to figure out what works best in most situations, which is practices. And then they want to teach and train people to focus on following the practice, even though it don't work sometimes. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but that's the way a lot of people live life. The leaders don't want their sales team to think and adjust to the real situation on the fly, or they believe they can't. That's one of the primary reasons right there. Because they don't really truly grow and develop their sales folks, especially in the area of character, a lot of times the leaders believe that they actually can't do what they need to do if they had to think for themselves. And because they don't develop them, in many cases, they actually would be right. So teaching and training somebody on practices is better than nothing. But I'm trying to teach you how to be a high impact professional salesperson or a high impact sales manager. So what these low impact salespeople, the amateurs or the low impact sales managers, what they say is follow the script. That's what they say. This method has been tested and proven to be most effective. That's what they'll say. This practice, this method, whatever it is, it ain't the principle. Now, some of those practices may contain principles, more likely to be accidentally than intentionally. But if you truly understand just the basic principle related to this chapter, which are principles apply in all situations, practices apply in some situations, you may be saying, give me an example. All right, gravity. I use that example all the time as a principle because it's simple. Everyone can relate to it. Gravity applies in all situations. It just does. One, relative to people, seek first to understand, then be understood. That's a simple principle. It's actually habit 5 from the 7 habits of highly effective people. But it applies everywhere to all people. It doesn't matter what age they are, what color they are, where they come from. If you seek to understand the other person first before trying to get them to understand you, you're going to be much more influential, much more effective, because if people feel like you understand them, guess what they're willing to do? They're willing to listen to you when you start talking. But if they think you don't understand them when you start talking, they ain't listening. They thinking about you don't know what you're talking about because you don't understand them or the problem or the situation or both. Focus on principles. If you don't know the difference, start learning what a principle is, what a practice is. Start paying attention to what you're doing or what somebody's saying or what you're reading or what you're hearing. But these low impact sales managers, leaders, they want their sales team to get the buyer to comply with their script. These leaders simply want their salespeople to do what they believe will provide the best opportunity to make the sale. Many of these sales leaders are not bad people. They're simply ignorant and don't know what they don't know when it comes to character-based selling and long-term relationship building. I would say this, though. Some of them are bad people. A lot of those who are trying to make their sales folks learn a script, they know they're going to be ineffective a lot of times. They know they're going to be frustrated a lot of times, and they just don't care. They're trying to manipulate the salesperson, and they're trying to manipulate the buyer. And if you're a professional salesperson, why would you want to work with someone like that? If you develop a high enough level of character, you wouldn't. If you create enough options in your life because you lead yourself well, you wouldn't. So if you're working for a bad sales leader, you need to go get your mirror out, look in it, and figure out why. Do something about that so that you don't have to in the future, so you'll have options, and go find yourself a better leader or start your own business. That'll make your life better. That's why I'm talking to you today. I want to help you make your life better. So instead of teaching their salespeople how to be, these low-impact leaders, low-impact sales managers, they teach them what to do. See the difference? Teaching somebody what to do is about a practice. Teaching somebody how to be based on principles is actually teaching them principles. But having a leadership position in sales doesn't automatically mean the leader knows how to be. Often it means they were previously the best sales puppets. So be careful who you learn from. If your boss is a sales manager and they grew up following the script, like I talk about, that and they did a good job at it, that means they were the best sales puppet. They could follow the script the best. Guess what they're going to expect you to do? Follow the script. However, I also know some leaders train their team with practices and procedures with the intention of manipulating not only the buyers, but also their sales staff, like I mentioned a moment ago. Now, I don't want you to miss that one, because they don't trust them to do what's right. They tell them what they believe is right and try to control them and ensure they do as they are told. And if you're in a professional sales and you work for a boss like that, you know how much fun that is not. It ain't a lot of fun to work for that boss. But remember my comparison between salespeople and sales puppets earlier in this series. Ignorant or manipulative sales leaders, they want sales puppets on their sales team. High impact, character-based sales leaders want high impact, character-based sales people on their sales team. These two kinds of teams, two kinds of leaders, they're going to be a completely different culture working on these two different teams I just described with these two different types of leaders. When you learn practices, you learn what to do in certain situations. When you learn principles, you learn how to be in every situation. How to be is the critical piece. Ralph Waldo Emerson, he made a great point relative to principles when he said this. He said the man who grasps principles can successfully select his own methods. The man who tries methods, ignoring principles, is sure to have trouble. And that's what's going to happen. Whether it's at home dealing with your family, whether it's at work dealing with your boss or your coworkers, whether it's on the job if you're a professional salesperson dealing with customers and clients, if you don't really learn the principles of influence, you are leaving a lot on the table. Besides the frustration you're going to have in life with your job, you're going to be leaving a lot of dollars on the table. Because the person who could build the most trust with a buyer is definitely going to get the most referrals, the most word-of-mouth advertisement for their business. But most likely, they're going to get the most sales because of that. The people who trust them and the people who they tell to come do business with you. But to translate Emerson's words into my own, let me say this. Salespeople who grasp principles can successfully select their own practices. Salespeople who try practices while ignoring principles are sure to have trouble. So I just put a little Mac Story spin on it to tie that quote to this content. So when you learn principles, there's no need to learn practices. When you learn principles, they will take the place of practices at all times. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, you got to go learn a lot about principles. In this episode, I'm trying to just make you aware of them, how important they are in your life anywhere, but especially if you're a professional salesperson. So this book that I'm doing this series on is filled with principles. Every one of my other books are filled with principles. This book is How to Sell with a High Degree of Character. You need to check out my book, Defining Influence. Increasing your influence increases your options. That'll really help you understand practices and principles. And that book is filled cover to cover. It's about a 300 and something page book, about 19 chapters. It's not my 30 chapter, 3-page format book, but I go deep into the fundamentals of influence. If you're in professional sales, or if you're not, doesn't make any difference. That book's going to help you excel at life. So talking about this book being full of principles, but applying the right principles will also allow you to learn the right practices that are related to that specific situation. So I always recommend knowing the principle first And if you want to add on a practice, that'll help you as long as you understand which principle the practice is related to. So this may be a bit confusing on the surface, so I'm going to explain it using one simple example from my previous story about Carl selling me the living room furniture. If you don't remember that, you had to go back and listen to some of the other episodes if you want to know that one. But that's where I was talking about where I wanted to buy the sofa and how Carl helped me out. I ain't going to rehash that story now, but I wanted to tell you enough that if you listen to that episode, you probably remember it. But the first principle Carl applied was this right here, the one I taught you a minute ago. Seek first to understand. And again, that applies to every situation. Every buyer in every situation wants to be understood by the seller. You're a buyer. Everybody listening to this episode is a buyer. Whether or not they're a professional salesperson, doesn't make any difference. You're a professional buyer. You've been buying your whole life, and you're going to keep buying your whole life. And every buyer, if you're buying from someone, you want whoever's selling you something to understand you and your needs. So in order to do this, in that situation with Carl, Carl listened intentionally. For him to seek first to understand, he had to listen intentionally. That was a practice that actually went along with that principle. When I first spoke to Carl, he understood I wanted him to do what I told him. If you remember that story, I said, this is exactly what I said. I said, point me in the right direction. When he asked me, how could he help me? Point me in the right direction. What I said was, I'm looking for the sofa section. Can you point me in the right direction? He let me know he understood by doing exactly that. As a result, he began our relationship by making a deposit into our trust account, the emotional trust account. Because he literally did what I asked him to do. If Carl had been following a scripted practice requiring him to, let's say, greet the customer at the door and show them to their area of interest, you would think that wouldn't be bad. That's why a lot of practices are bad, because they're that good, why they're being bad. A lot of sales managers, even Carl's sales manager, I don't know all the behind the scenes training that he went through at that store or what they expect. His boss may have expected him to greet the customer at the door and show them to their area of interest. I don't know if they were doing that or not. Either way, Carl had enough sense. He didn't do that. He didn't apply what would be considered by most people a good practice. Say hello to the customer and show them to the area of interest. That ain't a bad thing, unless that ain't what they want, and that ain't what I wanted. If he'd have did that, or if he would have done that, he would have made no effort to understand me. Remember what I told him? Point me in the right direction. That's what I said. I mean, I don't know how much clearer I could have been to him, but he actually did that. Even though I would have been just as clear to somebody else who may have said, "Here, follow me. Let me show you." They would have heard the same thing, but they didn't do the same thing. But if he would have done that, he would have led me to the area and started our relationship with a withdrawal to the trust account. Because we were just starting that trust account. I didn't know him until I walked in the door and he come walking up. That trust account was basically zero in that moment. He could have started it with a withdrawal, or he could have started it with a deposit. And he chose to start it with a deposit because he understood that principle. However, if that was what I had wanted, he still could have applied the principle of seek first to understand and made a deposit by showing me to the area once he knew that's what I preferred. How would he have known that? He could have sought first to understand and be understood. If I didn't make it clear what I wanted, he could have asked me some questions till he figured it out and then followed through with what I wanted, understanding what I wanted as a customer, not what he wanted to do as a salesperson. In this simple example, You can see how the principle would apply in both situations. But the practice would not. The practice being greet the customer at the door and show them to their area of interest. That's a practice. That ain't going to work if somebody don't want that. Work means build trust into the relationship so that you can have authentic influence. Focus on principles, not practices or scripts made for sales puppet. You want to be a sales professional? Forget about the scripts and the practices. Learn principles. So I want to wrap up today with the three seller beware points. Point number one, you must always seek to understand the buyer in order to make deposits. The sooner, the better. Seller beware point number two, the key to highly effective human influence is to learn and apply principles. Read leadership books. Seller beware principle number three, don't depend on others to grow and develop you. Become intentional, grow and develop yourself. So that wraps up the three seller beware principles. Key points at the end of the chapter. You got to decide. You want to be highly effective in life? This is what you got to decide right here. You've got to grow and develop yourself in spite of what anybody else is doing to grow and develop you. You are responsible for you. Whether you're in professional sales or not, doesn't make any difference. Whatever job you have in life, if you want to get better at it, don't blame bosses who don't develop you. I'm 54 years old. I ain't never had a boss send me to a leadership development class, ever. I write books about leadership. I create podcasts about leadership. I got a blue collar leadership YouTube channel about leadership. I got social media posts for the past 10 years on leadership, personal growth and development, cultural transformation. No boss ever developed me in that area. I developed me. Figure out what you want to do in life and start doing it. However small a bite you can take in that direction, you figure it out. Well, I can tell you this, money ain't your issue. If you listen to this podcast, that means you got a way to get to a lot of free content. It's all over the place. YouTube channels, podcasts, tons and tons of stuff. Social media. You ain't got to follow folks who's showing you pictures of the dinner at night. You can follow people who are doing what I do, sharing quality content, lots of principles. You figure out what you need and go get it. Hope you enjoyed today's podcast. And also hope you enjoy the third Real People Getting Real Results interview coming out on Friday. Every Friday for the foreseeable future at noon Eastern. So again, if this happened to be your first podcast for about 12 weeks, 10 weeks, 11 weeks, depends on what time you listen to this, there's going to be two episodes per week. One on this series like I'm doing right here, and then one in the interview series. Talk to you next time.
Make it happen or someone else will. It might as well be you. Are you serious about taking your career and your life to the next level and beyond? Check out Max Story's Blue Collar Leadership Series books and others, now available on audio, along with paperback and ebooks at Amazon, iTunes, and Audible. Please visit bluecollarleadership.com to learn about Max's books, programs, special offers, certifications, and more. Thank you for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast.